I'm Cheryl Waters. Thank you so much for joining me on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Today I'm starting off with an artist based out of Los Angeles called Emma Ruth Rundle. Her second solo album, Marked for Death, mines feelings of loss, defeat, heartache, and self-destructiveness, and it's such an honest and compelling record. Here's the title track. It's Emma Ruth Rundle with Marked for Death on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Was right we'd meet each other in each other's eyes. Was right that we did see each other in our shadow sides. Was wrong into the crazy love, love's crazy as it does. And each of us and both of us so crazy as it was. Who is this girl?
Play. have a word.
Third Childish Gambino album from actor, writer, producer, comedian, and musician Donald Glover oozes with passion and soul. That song called Have Some Love. Again, that is Childish Gambino and the album called Awaken My Love. You also heard Austra, another gorgeous record from the Toronto-based artist. Austra showcases her operatic vocals and that dark electro pop. She's got a great band. She was recently live in studio at KEXP. The album's called Future Politics, and it is filled with often hopeful lyrics about transcending isolation and alienation. And highly recommended the new album from Austra. That song called Free Power, one of many of my faves on that record. JFDR is the debut solo project of Iceland's Jófríður Akadóttir and described by Björk as one of her biggest influences and a fixture on the Icelandic music scene. She's in the band Samaras, Gangli, and also Pascal Pinyon with her sister. Jófríður's been live on KEXP many times, and her new album's called Brazil. She explained last time she was at KEXP that she called it that because it was about as far away geographically and climate-wise as she could get from Iceland, in her imagination at least. And the songs are very grounded, close to the heart. JFDR is the project, and that song was called Wires. And a beautiful new record from Seattle artist Shelby Earle. It's her third release, The Man Who Made Himself a Name, and it showcases her gorgeous voice and a collection of ballads and swooning pop gems. That was the title track from Shelby Earle's album, The Man Who Made Himself a Name. And Los Angeles-based artist Emma Ruth Rundle starting us off with the title track from her new album, Marked for Death. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Coming up next is a song from one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite records so far this year. It is Corey Hansen, Wand frontman, also plays in Ty Siegel's band, and he has released a solo debut record called The Unborn Capitalist from Limbo. It is an absolute stunner. It's a beautiful acoustic affair with gorgeous strings and his heart-tugging vocals. And here's a song called Replica. It's Corey Hansen.
You were
Now we're searching for a way to make it right. Look into the mirror and it stares back from your eyes. Sorting through the images, you age for several hours. Slept along the river and snuck out of paradise. Walking through the memories of someone else entirely. You forgot your mother and your father and yourself. And your father and yourself.
You wouldn't know if you looked in the eye. Would burn in at two different eyes.
Become incomplete reality. The hermit and the madman dying fortuneless alone. Underneath the river comes a cloudy rubber figure, forged within a tortured hand and dreamt up by a world. He was dreamt up by a world.
You wouldn't know. Life.
falls on. Thank you. They won't bite, they don't fight at all here. They told me drink and stay and talk, but I can never stay still in a stranger's loft. I went outside for smoke on a walk in the piss-stained alleyways.
Seattle band Ravenna Woods from a new EP called From Alleyways and Animals, that song called Alleyways. And you also heard The Proper Ornaments. That London-based project includes James Hoare. He's in the band's Ultimate Painting and Veronica Falls, and Max Oskin-Arnold. I might have butchered that, sorry. And Max is in the band Toy, and you heard Back Pages from their second album, Foxhole, and that is right in my wheelhouse with lots of jangly guitars, warm harmonies, and wistful melodies. And The Radio Department, the Swedish band's third album, Running Out of Love, is their first in 6 years, and it's some wonderful dreamy electro pop. You just heard Committed to the Cause from that new record. And Space Face, I just discovered that band recently out of Memphis. They are psychedelic rockers led by Jake Ingles, who also plays guitar and synthesizer in The Flaming Lips. And that was the title track from their full-length debut, Sun Kids, which features collaborations with Michaela Davis and Julian Baker, among others. And it comes out this spring. Again, that was Space Face. And Corey Hansen with a beautiful new record, The Unborn Capitalist from Limbo. That's his debut solo album. And that song was called Replica. Got one last set for you here on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. This is Seattle band The Gods Themselves from their second album, Be My Animal, this song called Love.
Tongue tied. skirted around the edge of mine from time to time. Tell me when to stop pretending. Tell me when to stop. Say when.
All I'm asking you. Faster.
That is DC band Priests from their debut full-length Nothing Feels Natural, a potent set of politically charged post-punk. And that was the title track, Nothing Feels Natural. You also heard the Mollocks with No More Crying, that band out of Los Angeles. And from Kansas City, Hembree with the song Holy Water. Dyke Drama with Say When. Dyke Drama is the solo project of former Gloss lead vocalist Sadie Switchblade, and the debut album is called Up Against the Bricks. And Seattle band The God Themselves starting that set off with a song called Love. Thank you so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I always love putting together these collections of songs I'm really enjoying right now, and there's always some local gems in there. I hope you enjoyed. I always love to hear from you at waters@kexp.org. Until next time, keep listening to great music on KEXP.